We're podcasting.
We're podcasting.
Are we podcasting?
I'm wearing my power sweatshirt.
You tell us. I am wearing, I look like I am end of the rope right now. I will take these readers off because I know
you look
I
like Harry Carey.
Hey, it's wine. That's worse. That's not Harry Carey.
That's pretty much. Just got to sound like you're kind of a little drunk and a little bit from Chicago.
Hold on. Let me be drunk. No, I can't.
God, I
wish. Too much shit going on. I know. I am going to.
I know I look terrible and I'm sweaty and my hair is greasy. And I apologize, but my sweater's cute. What's up?
I literally sound like I am a gunslinger in the Old West when it comes to one of these twist top Chardonnays. It's like,
oh, yeah. I know you're very good at it. Jen's like, if I start back at a 45 degree angle and I give it a one rub, it'll three times get off there and I'll be able to pour it.
That's right. So
you want to talk real estate?
You know what? I kind of do because I think both of us are in this like weird place. Ugh. Well, number one, rate, review, subscribe, do all the stuff, you guys. We love it.
Yeah.
We would be doing this.
Everybody tells us it's important for you to rate, review, and subscribe. Hopefully you say nice things because if you don't, then, you know.
Keep that to yourself.
Keep that to yourself.
Just like a Yelp review, all of our scores are really great.
Yeah. We like to keep them that way because when you say nice things, it makes my confidence go up. And when you say not nice things, I feel like shit about myself. Thank you so much for your honesty.
Yeah.
I could use the confidence boost.
Yeah, but I think everybody could.
I think we both. This is a time of year where everyone's
putting
like,
ourselves out there, you assholes. Be nice. Come on. It's we use your holiday cheer to write
like
a good
couple
review.
Of my cousins are like, I'm going to go in.
All I want for Christmas is
my two front teeth. Okay.
Do not be crisscrossed, but they are, and I've even had braces. Okay, but this is, here's the thing that we're dealing with is like.
I'm going to take a sip.
It's expensive to live in Southern California. We don't live here because of I Mom So Hard. We became friends.
Yeah.
Because we both moved here separately. I love it here. I really, really do. But
there
more
is so
and more,
much
especially in this economy, I am going, why do I live here? Why?
It's really tough. I mean, I think I have a lot. Well, first of all, we're living it. But, you know, the pandemic was really tough, especially on California and LA in particular. And then there was a giant writer strike and there was a actor strike. And a lot of people out there, I think, have kind of this idea that like if you're a writer and actor, those are like fairy tale jobs that don't you don't get to complain about that because you chose to do this like artsy thing. But what people don't understand is the writer strike and the actor strike affect so many people that are quote unquote in the industry called below the line, which are like your caterers, your grips, your electrics, your guys
affected.
That are like salt of the earth crew guys that are not this thing that you have perceived in your brain to be what LA is.
Let me pull back this curtain a little bit too, is the highest like upper echelon of actors is making a ton of money. The rest of people are just getting by and
they're
they do
jobbers.
A ton of work that they don't even get paid for a lot
That's
of times.
Right. That's right.
You go to auditions, you do
all
this work that you invest in yourself and you do it for the love of it. But like in a way it's like it's teaching. It's like it's sort of like a thing you do that's outside of yourself that you feel fulfilled by, kind of. But it's not Bradley Cooper. Sure. That guy's making a lot of money. Most everybody else is just getting by.
You're trying to hit your numbers for your pension. You're trying to hit your numbers to have a quality of life. And it's just the numbers in California have become so high that you're like, you know, you start to ask the questions like, what you do is when you're from the Midwest, like we are, and we go home
and
we see
you Zillow.
Like, you Zillow. Don't do that. Don't go to the Midwest.
Well,
have a glass of wine in Zillow and see everybody's full basements.
And I don't want to say too like, well, it's you chose to live there because 100% we did. Let me speak on behalf of like people who are natives here and all their families here. They grew up here.
Yeah.
They still have to combat how incredibly expensive it is to live here.
Yes.
Even though they might not be, like doctors seem to do pretty well here.
I don't know, man. He's a very successful doctor on our soccer team, and I feel like that bro's coming in like, oh man, if I sign up for another like streaming service, my wife's gonna kill me. Like everybody's like kind of, it's bizarre to think how much money you have to make in California to sort of have this very normal life.
And you can't poo-poo the weather because, like, I get, like...
Oh, it's the best.
I get the seasonal affective disorder, like, when it's dark and the days are, like, short and cold.
Oh, by the way, my parents love to tell me how much better it would be in Nebraska, but they seem to visit a lot in February, if you know what I mean.
So it's a big deal. And some people, it's better for their breathing. It's better for their health.
Well, it's a really fun place to live.
Yeah, because you can hike and run and ride your bike all year round.
Go to a mountain. Go to the ocean. People vacation here. But it is Los Angeles in particular, I believe, is the third most expensive city. And it's right up there with New York City, San Francisco, and Los Angeles.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I mean, those three are like... The average income that you have to make to sustain in those towns feels like a number that people made up when I was in high school that would be like, oh, my dad makes $1 trillion a year.
I know. And when they say it too, I'm like, oh, that sounds low to me still.
Yeah.
I still think it sounds like, oh, that's just like to
all these funny memes on TikTok that show you what $1 million buys you in a house in LA. And it's astonishing. And you think they're a joke. They're not a joke.
No.
That's crazy.
I sent this meme. Oh. I sent this meme to my brothers because it was this old woman, like in her 90s, like dancing.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, me selling my house I bought for $13 for $1.5 million.
Totally.
It's so freaking true, you guys. And so, hey, maybe her family will benefit from that. So I just want to go through the reasons that you might decide to live someplace so I can get to our favorite part of it.
Yeah.
So the weather is one thing.
Yeah.
Your family and friends being there.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
We have wonderful friends.
We have such
our families in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Jeff's out here, your brother, but I have no family out here.
But we have this great community.
Yeah.
Because you got to think of when Jeff was considering moving here, I was like, don't move here for me. Even though he did for the kids, it's like, because I said your day to day is what matters.
Yeah.
Like, and if you can have friends that you can call on Wednesday night and say, let's get pizza and go bowling on Friday nights. That's a lot. Cause a lot of people don't have that, you know, especially if you're military or something. So it's great to have a community that you have like connections with. And if you were always raised in a place, you know all the businesses, you know all the people, you know, like that's great.
I know.
That's a wonderful place to be too.
It's very appealing to me.
Yeah. But then let's talk about the real reason.
Houses.
We're very tempted.
Houses. Here's the problem, you guys. We travel this country. I feel like Jen and I could work for a national tourism company of some sort.
Yeah.
And literally.
You want us to rate your hotel?
Yeah. About the beauty that is in this country in some of these big cities and some of these smaller cities.
Your parks?
Like Dubuque, Iowa.
How easy they are to walk in.
Why is that such a beautiful place?
Oh, my God.
It's
big, charming. Oh, my God. Beautiful old houses.
All these little tiny communities that are sort of like what we grew up with. And then they have like a university in the town. So it's a little bit bigger and it can support a theater. And so we get to go to these. We've been to all these awesome cities. And then we... always Zillow.
And then we're like,
what are we doing
with our lives?
It is a slippery slope.
So we stayed in this Airbnb in Wausau.
God. What was it called? The Sherman House or darn it.
Oh, the Stewart House.
The Stewart House. Big shout out to them. That's in Wausau.
Yeah, we'll link it. It was gorgeous.
That guy hard sold us to move to Wausau, and I was like, I'm listening
to you,
buddy.
I'm considering it. Okay. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know how to say it, but
Wausau.
So he bought like this house. It's like three levels, four levels, that was built around the same time as like Frank Lloyd Wright's contemporaries.
I forgot the architect's name.
Yeah.
But he was in the same world where he would build into the home so that you didn't have to have a ton of furniture.
Yeah.
All of this
buffets,
beams,
and like beautiful tile on the fireplace. It's like benches built in. It was like,
are we moving here?
Honestly, it was so lovely. And he bought this enormous, like 5,000 square foot house that he and his wife turned
fully
into
fully furnished, and not shitty IKEA furniture, y'all.
No, like
legitimate wood leather back chairs
made with like pegs and stuff like that 100 years ago. Like
yeah,
not even
Jen and I would literally rent a U-Haul to take that shit home.
Oh my God! and he paid $550 for it.
Oh my God, I'm going to die. $550.
He and his wife took the servants' quarters, which is the top floor where there was a ballroom and stuff like that, and made that their apartment. And they have this beautiful B&B now. Go stay there. But it really got me thinking that we're overpaying for so much of our lives. And also that it's like, if you live somewhere where schools are hard, like now we are living for our kids. Right now, our lives are centered fully around our kids.
I know. So, Jen.
Yes.
I think what we're trying to say is,
I got to get this lipstick
off. What is your dream house?
You got lipstick on your tooth. I got to get it off, Kristen. Oh, God, it just keeps moving. You guys, this is so hard to watch. She just keeps moving it to another spot. Now
I'm so tired.
It's in her eyeballs.
How much?
You got it. You're good.
I'm not good. It's fine. Okay. What's your dream house?
Dream house?
Dream house.
Okay.
No, dream house and sort of location, as in terms of, you know me, Jen loves highways. I love population. Give me the population of the city.
Highways.
You love to talk highways. Every time we go somewhere, you're like, oh, that's I-80, isn't it?
I just like to know.
610 north and you go a little south. And I'm like, I don't know.
I like to know where I'm going, but I don't want to live by roads.
That's not what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying I like population numbers. So like, tell me the size of the town you would live in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And definitely the kind of bigger house than you, because I don't, what I would really, really miss about living in a small town would be, I want a lot of restaurants. I want to be able to go to a store at the last minute, like 15 minutes before closing time.
That's
like,
fair.
I want stores that are open late in 24 hours. I want all that stuff.
Okay.
And you've got to have a bigger city for that. But I would like to be either, I really love, and I think you love this too. You know how like bigger cities, they have this like pocket of like, where there was like a golf course 70 years ago or something that are like old houses. I still want an old house with like trees and privacy, but easy access to like stores and restaurants and stuff like that.
My parents, to their credit too, and I think about this and I'm like, God, you know, they were, I mean, coming up on their own, no family help at all. And they bought their first house, and then my grandparents died and we moved to a farm, and they tried to make it work. They moved to the family farm. They tried to make it work.
Because they were trying to farm, or they just could live in the house?
Listen, my dad, God bless him. Sometimes when you look at an adoption story, you're like, there's things, it's nature nurture. Dewey Hensley has no business on a farm. Okay. No, I've never met anybody where the animals literally choose to retaliate against him. Horses don't like him. Cows don't like him. Literally, he is – my dogs like him, but he – Dewey is meant to sell cars or something. So we got the family farm in an effort to keep it, but the house was like so run down. And so we went in there. My mom, like with her own two hands, like redid this house. Like we knocked out walls. She – I think about that now, and the fact she had three kids, a full-time job, and like was knocking out walls during the summer, and we were all like pulling like nails from the lath that was like so incredibly flammable.
Oh.
And is my eyelash hanging down on my way?
No, but did you see me swatting at that fly? Are we podcasting honestly? Honestly,
So then,
no, I love this because I think a lot of people like our age like grew up doing that.
Yes.
Where you like, there was no like, we're gonna flip this house and get a contractor. I was like, what's
we're gonna flip this house and leave in it.
Yeah,
we're gonna the contractor is
contractor's my uncle.
Yeah,
because he knows how to make a deck.
100%.
Yeah.
So my mom, we did the best we could on the house, and then finally, I loved living on the farm, but even me at like 9, I was like, they seem to be fighting a lot.
Mm.
And so then we moved back in town. We moved into this house that actually used to be owned by a friend of ours. And it was this beautiful, I think it was built in like 1908. It was built across the street from another house that was kind of a sister house to it. Evidently, a very wealthy dry cleaner back in the olden days owned it and then built the sister house for his daughter. So when we went in, the house was very run down. Again, it was like Hensley Construction.
Yeah.
We got in there. My mom took off every single baseboard and
that is hard.
And
oh my
she
gosh.
Redid it herself. She took off the stain.
Yeah.
I mean, this woman redid this house head to toe.
Yeah.
And they got in on a good price. And then because of the love and effort they put on this house, they sold well. And it was really special because I was like, man, that's just two people that work their balls off to like, I should probably say it in a more special way. Those are two people that
just
like,
say it in your way.
That worked
balls.
Really freaking hard to make this house work. And it was so beautiful. It was the house that we all stayed in all the time. And
you talk
I grew
about
up
that
in.
House so it, fondly.
It was really special. And I think that's the thing that I'm careful is like these departure fantasies can be a little bit, toxic sometimes because I'm like, I don't know that I'd like want to uproot. It's just super hard.
But like our sensitive
ones. It's more about
ones.
Real estate than it is about uprooting. It
just
feels like you're sort of like opening a curtain and being like, can I ever come back from it once I see the other side?
Yeah. Well, Eleanor and Dash both love where they live.
Yes.
They're like, we will just be driving and Dash is like, I love Los Angeles.
Yes.
Like, and I'm like, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tennessee's nice.
I know. But he just does. And I'm like, well, what do you love about it? He's like, I just love all the people.
My husband loves LA.
I do too.
And
I mean,
we do.
But you don't want to just want gazillions of dollars then because
I don't think California.
It is
I don't think Los Angeles has the best like architecture, if you will.
That's what I was going to say. It actually
Pasadena does.
Okay, that's the thing. Because when I watch these shows, see, here's.
I got more stuff going in my eye.
Oh, God.
And in my lip.
God.
I can't deal.
She's a hot mess over here. I can barely look at her.
You're going to make. Am I basset hounding?
Nope.
Like, where one eye's like.
Your eyelids inside out? Nope.
Am I a pug? Okay.
Don't make me answer that. Okay, listen. Here's what I. Not everybody's like this. Not everybody's like this. But when people say turnkey move-in ready, I go, ugh. Because to me, that means like super boring. I don't think anything could ever possibly be how I want it to be because I have odd taste. Now, I like the idea of a house needing things done to it does not bother me whatsoever because I'm not going to like how they are when I move in no matter what. So it's all going to like
I can
change.
Move in and not like it and it will be like that in 5 years. I'm like, I still don't like that tile. Takes me a long time to make a move.
That's true.
Make a move, but then I go big.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you're like, let's level half of my house.
Let's level half of the house.
Yeah, we'll start from
right
scratch.
After a pandemic. That's a good idea. And I love it. But
yeah.
I think you like going in and actually you and I are not much different. And I figured this out when we did the renovation is that I find decor to be very overwhelming. That's what I don't like. But I love construction. I loved it. I love demo. I love dealing with crews. I love – who says they like their GC? I freaking loved my GC. We like said we loved
she
each other.
She does talk about like, Eric a lot.
It was so funny. Like Eric's fantastic. I think we might do work on another project together at some point.
But it's not even her house, you guys.
It's not. Just I was like, Colin. If you want me to do a walkthrough and Colin's like, you guys are awful friendly. I'm like, don't get in the way of this, man. If he cuts me a deal and it's lovely and – I love his family and God bless you. So, but I think you like going in and going, you're saying you don't need it to be this bazillion-dollar house because you're good with going in and like fixing it up to what you like anyway.
I think so. I think I wouldn't because I don't like the trend for like.
Oh boy, I know what she's going to say and she's going to hate it.
What?
Oh, I thought go. Don't let me stop you. I know what you're going to say.
The gray farmhouse or like.
Nobody offends me when they say farmhouse because our house is an actual farmhouse.
No. I don't even picture your house. What I'm talking about is like
I know what you mean. I believe just like everywhere, there are trends. And in California, the big trend is the white and black farmhouse with the paneling on the front. And it's just been done.
I like that. I like the outside.
Much.
I think you can do the outside of your house. I don't think you should go too crazy. Although like I follow all of these like
I know. So you say one thing and mean another.
I want like some kind of rounded, like spindly room that is like a tower. And why can't I have that?
If we moved to freaking
random
Texas.
I know. People in like tiny like Iowa. I said the most dreamy house in Davenport, Iowa on their Zillow. Oh my God.
It had like that weird, what do you call it? You know all like the names of the nooks of the weird things of houses. Like she's like, it's a witch's closet. You know, it's a tindrily staircase. I'm like, what are we talking about? You know that thing with the big that goes up on a house and you can overlook
the widow's watch.
Who knows that name?
Yeah,
I don't know that name.
Well, it's usually on coastal homes because they would wait for the ship workers to come in. It's like, yeah, it's morbid. But you know, I love morbid too.
I know you do love morbid.
I absolutely love morbid. But I love like the nooks and crannies and stuff like that. And I'm never going to find that house. Like my house here, which is
gorgeous and lovely, and your yard is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. It is very cottagey, and I know it is not for some people. It is, you can hit your head on a lot of the doorways.
Tall people.
It's not for tall people, that's for sure.
That's the only thing. It's gorgeous, but you do have a lot of low-hanging lights.
There are ways
there
that you
can, are times
you
that
can
I'm
mess
like,
yourself up for life in
Colin,
my house. If you
my
walk
husband
through
has checked Jeez his freaking forehead on your dang pendant lights more times.
Oh my God.
I think
know.
Jen hung her lights and she's like, these are fine.
Colin's like, hey, your pendant light's in my brain. And I'm like, your brain's in my pendant light. That's not good. I mean, he bonks it like all the time. And it's different rooms. And this is what a bitch I am. I'm like, my husband's 6 foot. And I'm like, deal with
I don't
it.
Care.
You can learn it.
You
learn
around.
The landscape,
move around,
buddy.
Move
right?
Around.
I know. It looks nice, right? But I want like, this is as weird, different, unique in LA as we could ever get, you know? So when I see something online and I know that it's, but then I get tempted because I'm like, well, that's absolutely beautiful. Like I could have a full bar in my basement. Like I could have a ballroom. I could have like a weird, like, green room that's all glass
this
in
is
the
us
back of that.
Looking at cheap old houses
my God,
on that freaking Instagram cheap
but then
old houses.
I look up the schools and it's good schools and I'm like
I know, but it's in a town of like in the middle of nowhere that we know nobody and like you're dealing with all four seasons.
But can
and
we
like,
just can we all move there? Can we ladies? Can we just pick a spot and just like all go there together?
I think what Jen's saying is she wants to be part of a commune.
No.
It's actually called a subdivision if you're older.
I know, but. Like when women come to our shows too, and I'm like, "How do you guys
know
each other?"
They
it's
all
like
live
15.
In the same
they're like,
neighborhood.
"We all live on the same cul-de-sac." I'm like, "What's that like?" Kristen and I live 9.1 miles apart
on a freeway.
On a freeway, and if it is,
and
if
it's not that far, but it's far.
If there's no traffic, it's like 16 minutes. If there's traffic, it's like
45 minutes.
Oh, because there's always traffic right there. Yeah. There's always
traffic is a big thing you have to contend with in LA.
That is a consideration.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing. And like for me, I think the thing I love where I live. I love my house. I love our neighbors. Like we do have this great thing going. My thing is I just would love literally animals in space. I would love like to be able to go out and just – and that's from growing up on a farm.
Yes.
I really miss
– it's hard to get – you can't get that out of your system.
No. And when we go home, when we go back to the Midwest and do shows and we're just driving in that those open spaces, there's something that feels I breathe easier.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that like Michelle, when we went back to Minneapolis or we were – she was like, wow, there's just like flat land forever. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like – from New Jersey. So her landscape is very different. I'm sure to her, she's like, this is a sea of a horizon. What do you do here? And I'm like, so much. You can just walk.
Yeah.
You can just walk.
Well, that is that whenever anybody from a big city says, oh, that's too far. I don't want to go there. They are talking about a place that is 15 miles away. Like if you are from the Midwest or you're from a small town and somebody says it's 15 miles away, you're like, I'll walk.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nothing.
It's 100% true.
It's like an hour in your car means you're going to go 50 miles in Nebraska.
Women all the time are like, well, we, you know, thanks for the show. We're going to head back. And we're like, you live 6 hours away. And they're like, that's fine. You know, I got to get back. Tomorrow's wrestling.
I know. Remember, super fan Brittany Dockin was like, I put 2 Super Plus tampons and drove after work to get here on time. And it was like a 6 hour drive.
Brittany Dockin, if you're so,
Oh my God, we still love you. I don't know if you love us still.
She like showed up wearing like leopard print pants.
Oh my God. The best. Brittany Dockin,
she's like, I've been driving for 7 hours.
Oh my God. She's the best.
She's the best.
Literal best ever. Yeah. Thank God for you. But like, when somebody says that they don't want to drive in LA, it's because they don't want to sit in traffic because it's just frustrating. You'll spend like an hour going nowhere except getting mad at people or like getting like people going in front of you. So that is like another added thing. But it's
a price you pay. There's good and bad to everywhere you live.
There's
and
pro sports teams. There's every single one that you could ever possibly want.
Yep.
There's everything that you could ever possibly want here except for
money.
Except for really good cheese curds.
they bristle at a cheese curd here in the old LA. Yeah,
it's really lame, right?
Yeah.
But we're not trying to either bag on LA either. But it is when we go to like Seattle too, which has a very high cost of living.
Yes.
Like
also another place I would live. I just would live everywhere.
Totally.
There's only 2 cities I've been to that I would never live in.
Where?
And I would never say them.
Oh.
Because they're home to somebody and like, I would never – I'm really careful about that. I am not careful about a lot
get
of
really
things
fired
I've said. Honestly, I will say some very offensive shit. I'm sure I have. But, like, when it comes to, like, where somebody lives, you know, you got to be careful because it's not – you definitely are – there's also places where, like, it ain't so easy there.
For sure. But there are some things that it's assholey to criticize a city for, but I think it is fair to say it's just too cold, right? Or is that shitting on a place too? Because there are places like
Minneapolis is an awesome city. Literally, if you have never had a chance to like take a weird vacation, Minneapolis is your city.
It's not even
but
a weird.
When it's February,
it is
in March, and it's 1,000 below zero. Minneapolis is a tough sell. Yeah. I think that's fair to say. But they do have skyways because they know it's freaking cold. So you can walk between all the buildings and you survive.
They have like tons of lakes. They kind of have like...
Oh my God, they make up for it. They just have 2 months that are like, somebody kill me.
So cold. I just don't think I could
do
that.
I went and got a freaking puffer that was like a mattress and I wrapped it around me and I went to the Mall of America and I was crying because the Uber was late and I was like, I think my uterus just froze inside me.
Yeah.
That's not me shitting on a city. Okay. Minneapolis has money and it's a progressive town.
We can comment on openly. Yeah. So I did buy this amazing puffer coat on Poshmark.
Oh God, we're so off. Now we're back.
No, I know. Hold on. We've been talking about your eye a lot. So
I'm sorry, my eye and my lip are getting in the way because it's actually happening right now.
I bought this coat and it's plastic on one side. You can zip it up and make it a sleeping bag. It is the best puffer coat anyone has ever seen in their whole entire life. And I rarely ever get to wear it. I definitely am going to have to like bring it to our next shows.
Yeah.
You're really going to make fun of me for it.
I'm going to make such fun of you.
You know what somebody said to me at Delilah's school yesterday when I was on the field trip? They go, Delilah dresses so uniquely. Her outfits are always so different. And I wonder where she got it. And now we know where she got it.
Yeah. Jen's like, I don't know what you mean. This top hat goes with everything.
You know what? I had a very patterned blazer on.
The girls love it when you wear, like, if you were a school teacher, they'd be like, Mrs. Smedley or me.
It's very colorful. That's a dress for the kids. I had glitter sneakers on.
They're going to go crazy.
I did have a very sensible white button-down shirt on, but I got makeup all over it on the way out the door. So then I put on a Christmas shirt. With soldiers.
Like, she's the weird lady from the corner, but she's safe.
She smells like she's sweating booze right now.
That's fine.
But she's a really good time.
Speaking of, I'm going to go off the rails just one quick step. We'll get back on real estate. Hold on. So while we were gone for 3 days doing shows, I get home and I notice, I'm like, I go pick up Eleanor from school and she walks out and I'm like, what in the Sam hell? We bought her, and I'm talking like they were $15 from Amazon, these big combat boots for her Halloween costume that I had the intention of returning because the Halloween costume was really long and I was afraid she was going to trip. then she didn't want to be that costume anymore. And I was like, great, I'll return everything. But they came late when I was on the road.
Wait, she was going to wear them on Halloween and you were going to return them?
No, she was going to wear them on Halloween. They didn't come in time.
So they came. Yeah, you can cancel them before they even get there.
Well, I didn't do that. Okay. Okay.
All right.
So I go on the road. I come back. I go pick her up from Newsy's rehearsal.
Uh-oh.
And she wore these boots to school. And I go, did your dad see you in these?
Yeah, he did.
Like, what are you doing? In a thousand years, you would not get away with wearing those with me. And here's the best part. She was like, I'm just going to throw this act together real quick. She wore combat boots with green army pants and a, who's the artist with the, Keith?
Sorry, sounds like it should be a black Keith flag Herring, t-shirt or something, Keith like Herring, something real punk.
Yeah, Keith Herring t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Artist, and a hat with a bunch of mushrooms on it. She looked like she had just come out of Urban Outfitters.
I dated a guy who dressed that way in high school.
I'm telling you right now, that's fine, but not in fifth grade. And then I looked at her and I go, are you wearing mascara? She goes,
Colin, you sleep on the wheel or what, she man? Goes, you
no. I go, Eleanor, if you are not wearing mascara, you have like scurvy or something because you have giant black circles underneath your eyes. Have you slept in the last 8 days? Like, what's going on? Have we gone full goth while mommy's been out of town?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to start listening to like Annie DeFranco and feeling bad about shit?
Well,
like, I need to know.
Not until college or something.
That's fine. That's when I did.
Yeah.
But I was one day out of town and that is what went down. Oh, God.
I know. Well, I have to say, your daughter, I think, has terrific style. Maybe it's not, I think most of us, deep down, a lot of us would like their daughters to wear like a lot of pink dresses and bows, or is that just me?
I think that that's you and my mother.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Because my mom desperately wants me to be, still, like she gets from you what she doesn't get from me, which is like, Jen will understand. Like I love a nice platter. You know, I brought Jen a little few things because I know she really likes to decorate. And I'm like, there better be two in that bag. Like, I need a new cheese board.
It's up in my kitchen right
now. I know.
Now.
She's like, she's hosting. It's a hard job. I got her these salt and pepper shakers that'll go great with her napkins. I'm like, what the hell, man?
See that? Okay. I just now drew this parallel that Terry and I love to take. We like the same stuff. And that's why I love, like, she got that old house.
Yep.
And she, started,
demolished,
like,
made
demolished
it,
and made it. I am that way.
She is that way. And she loves to get in there and do it herself. She's also had two rotator cuff surgeries because she is impatient. But, like, honestly, there is something really special about getting in there and doing things to your home that make the house better, especially if you bought something, if you barely got in, like, and you get to make it better and then it increases in value. I just think that's really special.
That's what Kristen's always thinking fiscally. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to paint that trim pink.
But it doesn't matter if the paint's cheap. But if you get in there and do something dumb to the interior, then you got a problem. Don't take away a bathroom. That's just devaluing your house.
Oh, God. Never take away
a bathroom. Add a bathroom. Come on.
Always add.
Literally,
I walk into a place and I'm like, where can I add a toilet here? Because if you entertain a lot, you can't ever have enough, right?
I know. We had doing the renovation was like the biggest thing we've ever done. Like, I mean, we're talking like that. At no point am I like, well, that was just a little chump change. I'm like, shit.
We thought more about our renovation than our children.
Yeah. I was like, we gotta think this through. We gotta think a renovation through. We just
dirty bang dog and go,
it in the back of the Mini Cooper. But a renovation, you got to plan.
That's right.
So we saved for like a really long time and then did the renovation. And now I love the house and I love being there. But like you, I think we're just in a place where it's okay to reevaluate and say, like, what's the buy-in and what's it all worth? And like, where do you see yourself? It's also fun just to have fantasies about real estate in general, like living in new places. Everywhere I go, I'm like, I could live here. That's a whole TikTok trick.
I know, but
I go to Des Moines and I'm like, I love Des Moines.
Are we adults? Do we know what we're doing though? Because I bet there are people our age who like have good advice on, you know, that would like, that would say like, oh no, I just picked up and moved somewhere else because
I do think a lot of people have done that because of the pandemic where they can work remote. So they're getting up and moving to places, which I think is really awesome because remote isn't really awesome. So make where you live awesome. You know, like there was so much movement into like Montana exploded. Montana absolutely exploded after the pandemic because everybody could work remote or during the pandemic. And where was the other city that everybody, a lot of people moved to Nashville area. A lot of people moved to,
60,000 people from just from California are moving to Austin.
Austin's like, each stay year. Out, California. I'm like, we'll ruin your real estate too. Don't worry.
Yeah. Can I just tell you what my dream house is? It just occurred to me.
This is never going to end. I'm getting so many text messages right now.
Beetlejuice house.
Oh my God.
Kind of every iteration of that house. That's like a
Patrick Nagel painting.
Kind of every part of that house. And even after they came in and redid it, I think I would still love it. But I love,
you know what I think about that house. Can I call my house? I've got two. Very similar.
Okay.
And who is the famous actress who's won ever? Meryl Streep. Ooh. And Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin in It's Complicated. Her house.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like, oh God. It's like in Martha's Vineyard, I think. Then the other one would be I just like the old, like warm exposed wood. You know how I was tripping up on that when we were doing the renovation? I was like, I don't want it to look like, I want it to look like real wood. I want it to be real wood. I don't want you to paint it. I want it just to look like a cabinet with, it's a built-in, like an old house. Yeah. And that's what I love, is that style.
Okay, here's my second one then. The What We Do in the Shadows house.
Okay, that's fucking cool. That house is dope. That house is dope.
Doesn't everybody like a Victorian house with a little bit of darkness?
With a little bit
it?
Of darkness, yeah. The irony is, like, you're so bright and light, I don't think you would have a dark house.
I think my house is kind of dark now.
I guess
parts of it are a little bit.
I guess maybe. Yeah.
It is a weird thing. I like cozy, but I.
Did you just hear me burp?
Oh God, we better end this. We got to do a hot flash. Okay, hold on. Hot flash, hot flash.
I'm going to give a big shout out to my daughter, Eleanor Sweeney, because by the time this has aired, she will have played the lead in her school musical of Newsies. She's playing Jack. And if you know my daughter, and she's got her voice, you know, you give Eleanor her voice and you give her personality. And
she is going to nail this.
Well, she's really, it's been a really, this, Eleanor, I've always said, like, obnoxious. She's, like, a little bit more timid. She's a little more shy.
She's a little shyer.
She's a little shy. She's quiet. And she auditioned.
She's not a showman until it's, like, the right scenario where she feels
really
safe.
True. Yeah. She will keep it close to the vest. She'll be, like, not me. I'm like, how do I feel right now? Let me tell everybody. Eleanor's a little inward. And so she's been really nervous about the play. And she has a lot of lines, which it's a lot. And she's been working so hard. And she also is feeling what it feels like to have kids that are like real anchor clankers, like don't know their lines. They've got five lines. She's like, how can they not know five lines? I'm like, I don't know, man. You want me to call their mom? Like, we can do that. It's elementary school. So she's getting ready to be Jack, and I'm so proud of her. I don't give a shit what happens at the production. I just am thrilled that she is trying hard and working hard and,
and
has a New York accent that will kill you in her very high-pitched girl voice.
I cannot wait. Delilah and I are going.
Yep, she wears her little hat, and she's like, Santa Fe.
Yeah, I mean, it's all the things. It's all the things. You know, because you hear a lot about like kids' sports and they get a lot of accolades, but like her doing this is hard work, it's commitment, and it's a lot of bravery because there is not the toughest man in the universe does get nervous to get out in
public speaking, man.
Get out in front of everybody and do a thing.
And she's a sing. Like,
yeah.
I am. If you think for a second that I'm not going to be the mom in the back, like doing the moves and singing the songs,
I will not let her.
Crapping my pants.
I will not let her. You guys, just so you know.
I will literally be a disaster because I'm so nervous on her behalf. But she's going to do great no matter what. And I, like you said, I just love any time we get to do something in the theater space.
Yeah.
Instead of another sport.
Oh, yeah. My kids are at soccer.
Yeah, her kids are at soccer. I'm like, I'm not doing another thing.
A lot of tears.
I'm like, we're theater people. Why are we doing so many freaking sports?
Addison will like this story. He watched Delilah at soccer last night, her scrimmage, while we did the tour of the middle school with Dash. And he said, and I thought he was joking, I saw one girl roundhouse kick another girl accidentally and knock her tooth out, and I thought it was a joke. It literally happened. It was two sisters. And it was not – that was not the intention.
Oh, that you know that sister's like, you fucking meant to.
That story is going to go
They're going to be like, you see this tooth,
way.
Jackie?
Yeah.
I'm going to –
See where it comes in crazy?
Yeah, you see this? That shows up in pictures, Jackie. I'm going I'm going to beat your ass when you're not looking, all right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or make out with your boyfriend, all
that's
right?
That's coming up in counseling
in 30 years, forever.
Man. Yes.
Forever. She's going to be at her wedding and she's going to be like, I remember when you roundhouse kicked me.
And you know what? I don't think mom did the right thing to handle that either.
I don't think she did. I think I got notes.
Watch your back.
Microphone.
Watch
your
back. Just watch your back, okay? All I'm saying is watch your back, bitch.
I think we podcasted.
We did. Cheers.